This Willy went to market. This Willy went to market stall. This little piggy went all the way. I catch a grenade from my other plane. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to get my gains after the gym just did a... You know, the workout was good when you couldn't even put your coat on. You couldn't even leave in style, man. If they would have saw me. Oh my god. Because they're all looking at me. Every time I go to the gym, everybody's looking at me. What? Is it my ass? Huh? Or am I just lifting like a G thing? Am I just popping off? Popping off what, Quam? Or deal with the chewing. Just deal with the motherfucker. I can't. You can't. You know, you hear someone chewing when you don't want them to chew, and it's a game changer. It's like, I liked you. Back in 2012, before you started do you eat food now? Anyway. Oh my god, there's still so much of it left. I'll resist and I'll pop it. I got some protein, you know. The protein synthesis has started. It started working its thing. I don't know. That sounds cool though, doesn't it? Oh, it's edging. Okay, wait. Oh! Listen to the bubbles. Can you hear the bubbles? Hey. Reinvigoration. This voice is coming to an audio near you. Speaking of annoying things, I'll chew as well. Sorry. Okay, no. Sorry. Growls. Are growls sexy or are they cringe? Vote now! Time's up. I don't know. Is there some like, I can't do it, suck your blood or something? Or like, is it like, oh wait. Wait, I can't even do a growl now. Wait there. Let me get into sexy, edgy boy mode. Is that, we're just doing uncomfortable noises today?
Hi there. Oh, you're looking so sexy.
You have to do it with a weird accent, I think. Can you do it?
Can I do it?
Oh my god, this is too cringe. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll go back to eating. That was better. No, trust me. I have decent eating manners, okay? If you've ever wondered... Not displaying it right now. On purpose, mind you. My mother eats food with her fork upside down. Do you know what I mean? She's one of them ladies. She's like, so you can scoop it onto the back of the fork. So you can use your knife as a driver. Your knife as a driver into the back of the fork. Into the back of the fork. And you use it to penetrate the meat. We all have weird eating habits, though, don't we? You ever had a plate of food and it's like, do you ever save the best bit till last? Yeah, you do. Imagine you got like a chicken Kiev, right? And then you got like a bit of salad, a bit of coleslaw. Yeah, just accept that this is your meal. Don't be fucking arguing with me about it.
Don't be arguing with me about it.
Okay, that really is cringe. I won't do that ever again. Sorry. Yeah, and then you got a bit of baked beans. Yeah, you really got to accept it now. You're in a different reality, bitch. Okay. So what are you going to eat first? What are you going to eat first? You're going to do it. No, you can do a bit of everything in this. Oh, no, honestly. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm about to reveal. You know, like, you know, you have like, you know, you have like turkey dinosaurs and shit, right? Other anonymous meat things that you put in the oven, brown and beige, and fucking bake that shit, and then it comes out like chicken tendies, you know what I'm saying? Having baked beans with that is a real thing. It's a real thing. I know. Let's talk about it. It's pretty good. And I'm okay, there's a thing, right? Baby, they all say on them, in all the baked beans tins, they all say in tomato sauce. You taste zero tomato. You don't taste any tomato. Trust me. They could take it to a lab, put a DNA dick inside of it, and be like, yeah, so there wasn't actually any tomato involved in the making of this bean. So, or the tin of beans. So it's just a goo. It is a goo. It's gross. It's like a bit like snot. It kind of is. Okay, I'm taking lots of L's here. Here's the thing, Sonny Jim Bob, square pants, sandy cheeks, butt cheeks of Windsor. It's still good. Just be, look, lower your fucking conceptions about this shit, okay? Because I'm going to come after you and your food crimes, okay? Baked beans are good, okay? And you have them, like, what I was saying is you do kind of soggify the crunchy things. You can do that. So, like a chicken Kiev, you know, crispy, baked, goodness. You can have it with a bit of baked beans. And it's not really a super flavorful enhancement. Like a sauce, you know, like a sauce. You ain't get a lot of ketchup. And you know what, though? When you have ketchup with a meal, sometimes I have gone through phases in my life where ketchup is always nearby. And I'm just like, emergency ketchup! Save this shit, piece of shit meal! So, that probably says a lot about my cooking. Anyway, what you do is you kind of use the soggification of the baked bean, the potential. You unlock the baked beans to do their bidding on the crusty thing. I don't know when I stopped, but okay, it's not that good. Okay, it's not that good. Baked beans are not that good, but I'm kind of craving baked beans on toast. Let me tell you some of the variations that you might make with a baked bean, right? First, let me tell you, right, we're just talking about baked beans on toast right now. You gotta butter that shit up. You gotta butter that shit real good. Oh, yeah. You actually don't need to if you want to, A, save some calories, save some, I don't know, money, save some effort. You can go naked on the toast because the soggification, trademark TM phrase, you can, I'm going to make you soggification in a minute. Fucking listening to me. Okay. Especially with my big bean talk and my growly voice. I said I was never going to do it again, but shit happens. Deal widget. Okay, so yeah, you can add cheese on the baked beans, and that, oh my god, it kind of does work, you know. Baked beans and cheese, it's kind of, you might think, what the fuck are you doing? No, listen, hon, try it out. And you can do a fried eggs, pretty good. With the yolk running, you know, bit of bacony bits, why not? If you watch, like, you probably go on a Jamie Oliver or Gordon Ramsay, they've probably got like parsley or some shit in their baked beans. You know what I mean? These are my baked beans. These are my baked beans made beautiful. Do you know what I mean? And they actually probably bake them as well. Where every other fucker in the world opens that tin up, puts it in a jug. Not even a bowl, a jug, and you microwave that shit 2 minutes, and then you do start dancing. That's part of it. Or you start making a cup of tea because you're British. So, baked beans are legit a good meal, and if anyone wants to fight me on this, I'll be at Diagon Alley, 2:30 p.m. on the Wednesday following the 40th. So, I'll see you there, because I'm telling you, maybe it's just a condition thing, right? Because you motherfuckers with your grits. Mm-mm. I don't know what's in a grit. I don't know what that shit is. Why are you eating, you American people? Why are you eating the shit that they put on the road when it's icy? Why are you eating gravel.com? Why are you fucking... What are you doing? Not only gravel, that could, you could turn it into a cereal or something, you know? It's got potential. You put some, like, weird slurry on it. No, oh, no, no. Is it actually good? I'll be open-minded. We've roasted each other. Let's come together. You eat baked beans and I'll eat that shit, right? Okay, no, fair enough. It's probably not that bad. I'll tell you another one we might come to a consensus on. Shall we get somewhere on these food crimes of the world? The not really food crimes. It's the food that you don't understand, you know? Like, I feel like there's some easy ones, like durian fruit or sustromings, like this smelly fish that everyone in the room just basically goes into epileptic shock as soon as the tins open, you know? And there's, like, viral videos on YouTube from everyone and their nan. What about organs? Oh, no. Can we talk about organs, hun? Why are so many people eating organs? They like doing the Jeffrey Dahmer light over here. Stop eating fucking organs, everyone. It's gross, but it's good for you. You know, there's a fucking trend going around right now of... Not a trend. It's like, you know, no medical advice here. But fucking eating raw meat and shit. And not even the mom... I saw this girl. Oh, no. What's worse is she had, like... There are a lot of accents from the UK where you hear them and you're like... You should never be in media. So harsh, but... You can... Almost every other accent. Maybe some... Maybe... You know what I mean? But some UK ones where you're like... I'm close, okay? I'm close. I'm, like, almost an anomaly. Anyway, okay, I'm only joking, right? I'm only joking. Every voice has its stage, you know what I'm saying? But she was just like, my favourite thing, right, is to dip my spoon in the bone marrow. What are you talking about? It tastes better than ice cream. I'm going to punch someone. So, yeah. What is that going around? These meat people, like, I seen a guy take a raw steak, wrap a stick of butter, chomp that shit down. No, fam. No, fam. So, yeah. I guess I just, don't know what's wrong with me today. Or what's right with me, is what I mean to say. Yeah, I've just literally gone to the gym. I did a nice recording earlier. I'm not going to tell you about it. Just yet, but yeah, it was a nice long one, and oh, it fucking was awesome, dude. I'm there, like, closed my eyes, right, and I'm like, hey, yeah. I'm in the zone. I'm transforming. No, but what I mean is, like, I am basically like the characters in Avatar or some shit. But if they were a bit more, not conscious, but like physical. When I'm making audio, I'm like, dum dum. All the lights go off and I'm like, suddenly I'm still as a bird. You know what I mean? And then I kind of open my other eyes. That sounded like I was talking about my asshole. No, I mean, like, I turn into the guy. I turn into the alter ego unlocked. Now, but it's like, kind of, you know what I mean? I enter some kind of frequency. Oh, I've got to talk to you about this. I'm so excited, right? There's this guy. Let me just finish my fucking thought here, Jim. Yeah, it was good. There you go. There's this guy called David Icke. You heard of this guy? So this guy, he's a weirdo dude. He worked for the BBC, or something like that. And now, and then, like, a few, this, he's about, he's been around for like 20 years in the media, you know, darting to and fro. And he's a bit of a whack job. You might say, you might say. But actually, I don't know if you've noticed this shift in the magnetism, the circulation, ovulation of the universe. People are starting to open up their earlobes and starting to go, hey, that COVID thing was pretty weird. Just what is going on around here? Tinfoil hat mode activated. Let's do it. Let's just indulge you a little bit. Let's be a little bit spicy. Let's get our little conspiracies. We, you know. And this guy is like wielding them all. Let me tell you, there's a Vice video on him. And his big thing is lizard people. I'm talking reptilian, dragon men, dragon women. And he was talking about how Diana, Princess Diana, was killed by the royal family. And it's all like she apparently died under this bridge called Moon. And Diana is like a moon goddess. And he was like linking all this shit. He's like, but anyway, his big thing is the lizards. And he said that he saw, I think it was an old British type prime minister. I don't remember his name. It wasn't a current, wasn't one of my lifetime, I don't think. He went into a room with that guy. I imagine like a glam room in the palace, in a theater, you know what I mean? Or like a sort of strip club with these big mirrors with lights on them. But it probably wasn't that. He's there, and he's in that room, jamming out with his shirt. And it's weird, because he looks exactly like the guy in Better Call Saul. If you've ever seen Better Call Saul, his brother, Jimmy's brother, Charles, Chuck, friendly guy, right, friendly name, old white dude, overweight, you know, 60 at least. And he sat in the chair, and he turns around. And the guy is like hiding behind the door. Now this story is just fucking unbelievable, really. It's like so stupid. It's like you tell this to a 3-year-old, you know what I mean? But I'm telling it to you. He starts to transform in front of David Icke, and like his eyes go black, and like, yeah, that's basically it. And now when he was doing like a tour of America, he met so many other people talking about this, and he legit believes in lizard people, and he believes in all like the fucking, that Ellen DeGeneres wants to make you into a salad, you know, and pour over your blood as dressing, all that kind of shit. Oh, it's a good watch. There's a very recent one, if you want to get into it. It's so, I'm like, I'm watching along, and I'm like, yeah, it could be a real thing. Yeah. And he's having a great time. He's on, there's this guy called True Geordie. Now then, how you doing? Like, I'm Geordie from Newcastle. Like, that's what he actually sounds like. But he's big as fuck, this guy. And he's, like, tattooed and bold and everything. And he's got his own podcast. He covers, like, sports in England, so he's not really, like, you know, you're not going to be a regular thing for you. But he's got a podcast, and he had David Icke on, and it was pretty fucking interesting. So I'd recommend listening to it. I'm going to probably listen to it again at some point, because I got to download all the shit he was saying. I got to get ready. But, yeah, did you know lizards are coming? It's so fun to indulge in it. It's so, like, yeah, maybe the lizards will like me. Not like everyone else, you know. I do have to tell you, I've got a mac and cheese in the oven right now. So I basically made this diet plan, and it goes like this. You ready? And mac and cheese, protein bars, Pepsi Max, right now. Gaming, video games, and that's kind of it. Lasagna. Oh, I am having, like, I need some help. I'm not actually eating much beans on toast, so that's a win. That's a win, right? So, yeah, just a little sesh, if you don't mind. You can tell I'm losing track of my brain right now. But, yeah. I'd love to hang out longer, but I'm just losing steam right now. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's all. That's all we use, Scooby-Doo. And I'll see ya very shortly. It sounds like I've done some marijuana, but I have not. Okay, I've been a good boy. And I'll see you shortly for another episode of Slim Jimmy Magoo. Yeah. Rover out. What is wrong with me?